May 25, 1929. Power of one who lives in the divine fiat. Virtue of the acts done in it. How all generations hung upon the acts done by Adam. Continuing in my usual abandonment in the fiat, I found myself outside of myself, and to my surprise I found the infernal enemy near me, as if he wanted to jump over me. I felt such strength within me as to put myself over him. And as I was putting myself over, he was all shattered and smashed to pieces. I felt concerned, and I thought to myself, it is a long time since I had seen the enemy. Even more, if he would see me, he would run away from me. And now, what does he want with his drawing near me? And my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, the soul who possesses my divine fiat has such power as to shatter the diabolical power to pieces. And I allowed you to touch with your own hand how, by just placing yourself over him, he was crushed, so that you may not fear him, and you might feel the power of one who possesses my will, which scatters the diabolical strength like dust in the wind. Therefore, do not be concerned about him, and continue your life in my fiat. Indeed, you must know that each prayer, each act and motion of one who lives in it, encloses within itself an infinite and indelible strength and weight. And the infinite extends everywhere, it contains the virtue producer of all goods, it embraces eternity, it encloses God Himself. Therefore, an act done in my will is an act that never ends, and has such power as to enclose heaven and earth. And our fiat, with its infinite power, encloses our divinity and the act of the creature, forming with its veils of light the most beautiful and delightful royal palace for our divine being. Jesus disappeared, and I felt sunken in the abyss of light of the supreme fiat. After this, I was continuing my acts in the divine fiat, and as I arrived at Eden, I thought to myself, in this Eden, our first father Adam did the first acts in the divine fiat. The whole creation had its beginning within an act of divine will operating in all created things. And so did the first man. The divine will extended the fullness of its sanctity, power, beauty and light in each thing, making itself actor and spectator, enclosing everything in one single act of its divine will. How beautiful was the creation at its beginning, one was the will that operated. And the different acts were nothing other than the effects of it. But while I was thinking about this, my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, all generations hung upon the first acts done by Adam in the fullness of my divine will, because, being done in it, they were acts full of life, and could give origin and life to all the other acts of all creatures. And even though creatures do not live of my will, but of their own, yet, it is always my will that gives them life. And while it gives them life, they keep it as though suffocated and agonizing in their acts. Therefore, all the acts of Adam done in my will are there as prime act of all the acts of creatures. Who can destroy an act done in my divine will? Who can ever take away from it the sovereignty, the power, the beauty, the life? No one. There is nothing which does not hang upon the first act. All created things hung upon the first act done by the one who created them. And if I so much love, yearn and want that my will be known and reign in the midst of creatures, the reason is precisely this, that its rights, just and holy, be given back to it, and that all creation, just as it had its beginning, may, all of it, return into our divine will.